Welcome to Success Beneath the Surface, hosted by Deborah Fell, Managing Partner at Chief Outsiders. Deborah provides insights specifically for CEOs from growth-oriented companies.
Thank you, Susan. Last week, my guest was Joe Grace. He's partner and CMO at Chief Outsiders, Chief Marketing Officer, and he's been here for a little while. And even before that, he helped some well-known brands today increase their business manyfold, one of which was WebMD. So he had some great tips and insights, and I encourage you to listen to his full podcast episode. He reminded me, though, of a client that I had back in the day, and it was this extraordinary business of Think Family Entertainment, trampoline parks. And my client had several parks in Canada and very successful, growing like gangbusters. And suddenly a couple of competitors realized, these locations must be have the right numbers behind them. So they went in right into her trading area. And before she knew it, the two of her locations that they had moved in on were down 25% in revenue. Really big deal in this business. And so I went and visited her in Canada. I went and visited each of her locations. And I also looked at some sort of health, marketing health aspects of the business, one of which was while she knew she had families, children, teenagers, young adults, just wanting to take some fun fitness classes, her database hadn't been organized and leveraged in a way to identify who was in different segments, had a message to them, if they might appreciate different offers at different times of year. The business hadn't really looked at the, is this a new customer? You know, how many people just come one time and don't come back? How many people have been coming for a while and suddenly they just dropped off? So we were able to really get into the data and analyze what's going on here with what was a very significant database. Anyway, the end of the story was we were able to do all that and create a simple spreadsheet and execute against that spreadsheet, which really was around the strategy that I'll call, you know, right customer, right message, right channel, right time, and right offer, and really set up for each, in some cases each week, in some cases each month, who is this quote-unquote persona profile of this type of customer, and what will be our message, what will be our offer, how does that change next week or next month, how does that change the following month, if they haven't come for a while, what is the message to encourage them to try to reactivate them into the business? And so really thinking of it at the customer level, almost customer by customer, but organized into these different groups. Anyway, the second thing that we did was look at the structures, the physical plants, the places where people were coming, and set up a stoplight chart, red, yellow, green, of when you're driving up, how do you rate it? How's the lighting? How's the landscaping? Is the parking lot clean? What do the windows look like? Is there a lot of clutter or does it look like very inviting? What's the experience when you walk in? How's your experience of, you know, being on the trampolines? What happens when you're leaving? What happens after that, et cetera, et cetera. So just by line item, red, green, yellow, and if it was yellow or green, recommendations for what to do about it. Anyway, the short of it is that not only were we able to recover the 25%, but we grew 25% on top of that. And ultimately, she sold the business, and this was pre-COVID, and did very well. So it is really about thinking about the customer, thinking about the operation. The experience is 360 degrees for both the operation and the guest. And then what would you do? What would you want if you were a guest? And it's amazing how you can literally grow a business multiple times, recover, beat some pretty stiff and good competitors back by just focusing on the customer and getting into the details. Always a big opportunity to do so. So please take a listen here, Joe Grace, and his great insights. Well, our speaking of what they want to hear, our listeners for this podcast episode will be largely CEOs.
Okay.
Market size companies. And I think they might be very interested in hearing about some of the things you've done over the years. Like you mentioned some startups, you've mentioned running some companies and some of the other things you've done. Will you share a little bit about some of the startups you created? And we spoke at the top about your impact on WebMD.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story, and it does relate to WebMD, but sometimes people are amused by it. So one of the first direct-to-consumer campaigns I started in the late 80s and early 90s, we started a fitness equipment company, and our most successful product was Suzanne Summers Thighmaster.
Wow, I remember this.
And it took off. It became almost an affectionate national joke. I mean, people just loved it. Everyone fell in love with Suzanne Summers again, who was out of favor. Yeah. And, you know, the device really had lots of benefits. We did testing at USC to confirm its benefits. Mm-hmm. And then we put together a great television commercial targeting women mm-hmm. who are interested in improving their fitness, especially their legs. And it just took off and became a big deal. And, you know, 40 years later, people still remember Suzanne Summers Thighmaster.
Yes.
And that's a result of this wonderful combination of a unique device with unique benefits,
yes.
a story well told,
yes.
celebrity to help grab attention, and the right omni-channel campaign, of which built the brand, drove direct-to-consumer sales, and ultimately set up retail distribution. When we finally released a product out in retail, we set mm-hmm. sales records at Walmart and Target and many of the other retailers. It was just a perfect combination. And what I learned along the way, selling millions of units to women,
yes.
we talked to a lot of our customers, we got a lot of mail, we went to trade shows and to retail store events. We met a lot of women, and they told us about their journey and what they liked about the product. And since then, I've sold a lot of products to women and have learned a great deal about women's interests and how they think. So when I walked into WebMD, and the business was struggling, you know, the dot-com bubble had burst, the stock price had crashed, the company was losing $100 million a year.
Wow.
We had about a year's worth of runway left.
Yes.
And I created the marketing strategy and the branding positioning that turned the company around. And it was my insights into marketing to women that really helped. Because most women who in WebMD we called caregivers, women, married women who are in charge of their family's health, but also their extended family's health, they're the ones looking for help and information. And it's a lot of pressure, and they really care. You know, the average mom can't sleep if anyone's in pain in their family. So we understood that mindset and created an omni-channel marketing campaign, which included everything digital, but also television. And we ran television ads in the middle of the night when women were doing research to say, it's going to be all right. WebMD is here. We can help you. And after running TV for almost 2 years, we never had to buy another digital ad. WebMD became a household word. It's where everyone went when they needed help with health information. And we built a very significant brand in a short period of time with this omni-channel strategy, really led by TV. All of that experience selling to women really paid off.
Go back and take a listen to his whole podcast episode. And I look forward to seeing you next week when we're going to have very exciting a former U.S. Navy SEAL who has built a business around the idea that leadership is overrated. So join me next week to learn more about that. I'll see you then.
Be sure to subscribe in all your favorite podcast apps. Just look for Success Beneath the Surface. Chief Outsiders, part-time growth executives with full-time results.